Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Black Hebrew Israelite show. Today's topic is always the Holy Bible first. Then the enemies of God will always show itself through the words of God in the volume of the book. One thing I can say about the Holy Bible, it is definitely a recording of the Nile Valley civilization, recorded for the high priest of Goshen, Egypt, by whom we were strangers in the land. But God married us into the Nile Valley civilization because we're special people. We are some of the most talented people in the world. We are special, and God has to maintain a recording of our travels, each and every Hebrew Israelite in the world. But once the Hebrew Israelites came the apple of God's eye, our other brothers and sisters in the earth turned on the black man, the Hebrew Israelites. And when I have so much emotion, because wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is a gift from God, it has a tendency to let me share it all with you. But sometimes sharing a lot with a man or a woman who may be carnal, who may be mentally dead, you will never get it because you're not living in your spirit, where I have an upper hand on most of my brothers and sisters in America and around the world. My spirit been going through wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, communication with God for over 23 years. So I'm like a big brother who understands something, but I need to get the message across because the message is very important, and it does not matter if you understand or you don't understand, because the brain is a genius. If you don't know why Michael Brown died and why the Ferguson police officer is shooting, why the attorney is covering up the crime scene, why the Federal Department of Justice is covering up the attorney's crime scene, if you don't know the chain of command, you don't have wisdom, because it's not given to you when you go to the grocery store or talk to your neighbor. It's not given to you even when you go to a Christian church, because the chain of command will be invisible to the naked eye. But a man who got wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and is appointed by God to understand what is happening so that I can prepare. I'm just as black and a man than any African American in the United States. Matter of fact, I'm talking a lot because it is probably about me and the African American people. I'm not going to sit back and let a devil think you can plot against me, that I won't plot against you. So my spirit is going to shoot all the questions and answers. But if you don't care, then you will become a victim of someone's sword, and you don't know why you're a victim of someone's sword, because you didn't prepare. I already know the United States was founded out of war and peace. But we've been having a ruffian chase us around like a little nightmare, always picking on the African American because they're trained a certain way due to the fact you had to come from one place on earth to another. We didn't give you the love boat. We gave you the chain boat. We didn't let you sleep with maids and chefs and cooks was giving us good tasting foods. We come from where someone gave us garbage and junk to eat. We come in a way, and a lot of people say, why is the Hebrews dwell on slavery? Because we know that slavery is a form of death to a nation. If you are able to capture its leadership, the king of the Hebrew leadership, into captivity and behead him, this is what happened to our king after the 14th dynasty of King David. King Nebuchadnezzar captured Jerusalem and took the Hebrew king into captivity and decided to behead him. He died a horrible death. And then King Nebuchadnezzar, this is the beginning of the Holocaust. He's a Chaldean. Out of all the nations on earth or people, the Chaldeans prove at this time to be our number one enemy. And that Chaldean tortured the families, killed, tried to kill all the firstborn sons, raped, pillaged, stole every wealth that was given to ancient people. And God has revealed in his word, written in the volume of the Holy Bible, King James Version, the secret of what occurred and how to overcome this beast. It's a timeline. God has lined himself up with some white horsemen. And he has lined himself up with some red horsemen to help in the resurrection of the former slaves of the Nile Valley civilizations, who happened to be the children of the Most High Priest, by whom was the visionaries of the Nile Valley structures that you see today. If you don't build your spirit, man, there's no way you're going to be able to build a pyramid structure or any other structures in the earth if you don't have self-right. We were the first to begin to build the pyramid of the heart, the pyramid of the minds, the pyramid of the hands, the pyramids of the feet. Because the structure starts with the spirit man first. If you don't have creativity and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of how to build anything, that's because your house is not in order. When I was in my young 18s and 20s, I saw black men going into a building. It had Masonic symbol on it. I grew up watching uncles and family dress up in sharp suits, driving sweet cars and looking like they the man. It is true. I got in trouble with some junk that I shouldn't. I went to them to try to bail me out. But I didn't tell them my trouble because I learned when I went to visit it was a secret society. So I decided to join as a young man so I can get some help from these Sharp brothers with money, with knowledge and something, because they were doctors and lawyers and engineers and you just name it. They met in secret chambers, I guess. But before I joined, I said these words to the Hebrew God. I said, I don't even know what I'm getting myself into. And I don't want you to take it personal, but whatever I'm here to learn, to do, or whatever, is not against the Hebrew Israelite God. And I had in my heart, I would never, ever be in secret chambers or be in open chambers against the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom died on the cross in like-minded of my brothers and sisters that went through slavery. I made it clear to myself. I said, whatever you want me to do, Father, I'll be a spy before anything. You use me as a tool. I don't want to get hurt, but I'm definitely curious about these chambers because it's something secret that I see the black man doing. So I went in and I met the grandmaster. He talked with me. He asked me questions. Who am I? Why am I here? How did I hear about them? I said, I haven't. I'm just curious because I see men of wealth part of something. He says, yes. He says, but I can't share our secret with you unless you're a member. Now I'm a man because I got to make a decision to become a member or leave the primacy, but if I leave, I might can't come back. So I said, sure. Because I don't fear the secret chambers like I don't fear the open chambers. I would go to a Ku Klux Klan rally if I know if it's across the street from my children. If they in the woods across the street, they about to meet me now. Now, would I join the Ku Klux Klan? No, because I understand the history of its members. They love killing people of color. No, I would never go into that chamber. But going into a black chamber, I'll probably go every day because I'm curious. So I had to fill out an application, and they do background check. He says that the background check comes back that I've been a felon or do anything illegally, they will know. And the membership could not accept you because we don't accept criminals. And I say, for real, you have to be upright. You got to be really righteousness before you join this. And I said, for real. So my background check came back clean. So they send a message to me, a messenger. He wanted to meet up with me. This is the process of entering in to a membership with the Masons. I'm not going to give the details of what I had to do, but I'm going to open up a little bit of the door so you can understand. There's a man named Hiram, and Hiram was like me and you. He comes from the children of Israel. But Hiram was an architect. He was an engineer. He was a man who can draw and build houses and build buildings. I am Hiram when I'm joining the lodge. He's a black Hebrew Israelite. I'm okay because my Lord is Jesus Christ. So I'm okay because Hiram is also a Hebrew Israelite. The story of Hiram, he comes from the tribe of Naphtali. That would be Judah, my father's brother, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. He also was a great architect. He was the one called to help build the temple of God in Jerusalem, the house temple. He is the one that drew the dimensions and ordered all the supplies. He was the grand architect of the temple of Solomon. I happen to be a brother Hiram now. My name is Kurt, but I'm a brother Hiram. I embrace that as positive, because positive before negative will always win. But if it's negative, I will always lose. I'm a master in positive and negative thinking. But because the Blue Lodge is about Hiram, they had my attention. But what the brothers taught me was, before you could be a stonemason, you have to be a spiritual mason first. So I believe that something in this secret chamber is about self. How do you build a stonemason? How do a stonemason build and erect a building? Where a spiritual mason don't, if you're non-spiritual, you don't have the ability to build because you don't have that tool and the education to start the process. So you got to start building yourself now. We're in the order of helping men build themselves. We're going to help you build what you have been missing from the time you were a baby to the time you were an adult. And I understood the language because education does play a very important role. It is something given to man to learn first how to build something and then how to build it, erect it. So I became a mason. It took me almost 2 years to become a mason. They didn't raise me up to master mason until years in past. So I was considered a brother of a brother of a brother. They only give you each step, but I was okay because I got Hebrewism. Then a few months later, I noticed that I was getting more spiritual, started having visions and dreams and but then people start giving me problems. I start seeing devils catch me. They're supposed to be my friends. I saw myself going through a Holocaust just with family and friends. And it got so bad with certain friends, they wanted me dead. People said, what the heck? But because I knew things, I knew how to overcome. I don't care if you're my enemy. That's an enemy is an evil person. I have just as much right to protect myself at all times and get away with it if I do got to murder or kill, because I chose a path that would give me the ability to stand against my enemy. I learned that if a man can't keep a secret, I can give him the utmost part of this new venture we're doing. We just don't want our competitors or enemies to know what we're doing. So I'm going to give you a secret message. So I understand how Masonic comes or Mason go, because someone had to build a pyramid. Someone had to sit down with the architect. Someone had to listen to the instructions. Someone had to go out and buy the building materials. And someone had to actually work on the stones. It was all done in secret before it became a reality. So why is Hiram, the Hebrew, mentioned in the Masonic orders in the first three degrees? Because Israel is the heartbeat behind any civilization. It has roots. It has knowledge with the heavens. These men have mastered the spirit building of a man first before a physical building can be erected. So when I look at Europe and the Middle East, and when I look at Asia, the Orientals, I automatically know something because it's given to me in the United States. God didn't choose the Middle East to be the world power. If so, Saudi Arabia would be dictating to the United States. God didn't choose China and Japan to be the world power. If they were, they would be dictating to the United States. If God wanted Great Britain to be the world power, then they would be dictating to the United States. But God did choose the United States for one reason. So Great Britain, who lost the Revolutionary War, you are not allowed here, because the United States was designed to throw you out. She would not be here. There will be no need for the United States if a ruffian did not come to try to kill in these lands called the United States. So Great Britain, you may feel you have power over the United States today, but technically it can be stripped from you like a baby bottle in his hands. It should be stripped because you're not legal. Understanding building structures, it taught me how to law. I'm not saying that Masons know what I know. I can tell you Masons know something. All that is on my level because I didn't expand it. My understanding. I wanted to be like Hiram. I wanted to be like Jesus. I wanted to be like Moses. I wanted to be like Joseph in the Bible. I want to be these men because they all gave a powerful master thought. So I'm always going to put the evil God before my battle because I'm going to need a victory because some devil is up against me. I would never challenge Great Britain and the Republicans. These men then came up with weapons of mass destruction that would even make God say, whoa. When it comes down to man, those weapons can really, really kill a man. And they say if Goliath had one of those weapons against David, could David's slingshot beat the Goliath weapon if it was the modern-day weapons today? And the answer is probably no. Because Goliath in the Bible, he could have shot AK-47 so many rounds at David and hit David while David is trying to find a rock and swing it and hit the devil across his forehead and kill him. And that's how Palestine to cease from warring with Jerusalem. Now, with Chaldeans and Palestinians fighting for the same land that Israel then took from them from Egypt when we were leaving slavery. But it ain't their land. It's always been blacks there. It's the Chaldeans that ran the blacks off. So we didn't regain our interest. We were black first before we were Chaldean pale. We were black first before we were Palestinian pale. We were black before there was a Greek pale man. We were black before there were a pale Roman. Pale means then joined an alliance opposite of Hiram. So God has given me vision. He has came to me in a secret way. That's why I'm cocky when it comes down to United States government. The wisdom, I know what's going on. Maybe I'm giving all this information out so that someone can have wisdom to be able to join and to move forward, because a war is brewing. And when war is brewing, I don't want to see millions of African Americans laying in the middle of the streets dead because you didn't know what happened. I pray to my father. One thing I can tell you about the Hebrew Israelite father, he is powerful. He can let you die, and he can save you. That death part is what got me baffled. God literally can watch us die and don't lift a hand. And people don't understand why. Because he came in a written of a word for the horsemen to prepare for war. That's why King James received their message. It happened to be our message too. Because God is preparing war against the North countries. It is written throughout the King James Version that God sees Satan as a threat in the North. So God has sent a message to his European allies to give them a choice. You choose Satan or you choose Christ. I understand Hebrew brothers are awakening, but they want to be like Muslims to the movement. Oh, no, you're going to have to be ready to join the army, because the time you resurrect will be most likely the time you're going to be living or dying. And God don't have time for subtitles. He's already, Jesus' name is already Yahweh. It's written. His name is Jehovah. It is written in the volume. Before Mary gave birth to Emmanuel, whose name became Jesus Christ, that was during the time of the Roman period. Jesus' name is also Melchizedek. Why did God give Jesus so many names? It's because God is I am that I am. I have come in those periods, but you didn't recognize me. So I'm telling you, if you talk about me in Melchizedek, that was the infancy of my covenant with you. That's why I was called Melchizedek, the king of Salem or the king of Jerusalem. No one knew, because I came in a volume of a book. If you want to know anything about me when I came, set my spirit to the earth and walked, that was during a time when the Romans existed. I came as Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, and I came within the word of God. You would know my time period. Then I had to sacrifice for you, because you are now about to exit what you have entered in bondage. I have to go back into history. Do you remember when you was in bonds in Egypt? After 430 years, I came and I sent a deliverer. And his name was Moses. That was that time period. When Moses' message was over, I sent in one of the commanding soldiers to lead you into Jerusalem. Joshua, ourselves. That's the time period. You inherit all kinds of lands because when you had to walk through the valley to the promised land, there was opposition all in front of you, all throughout the Middle East. They happened to be Noah's children by the other fathers of the land. They didn't want to give you permission to pass. Did you not know you passed through? They fought. They lost. That's when you started inheriting all these lands. Because they chose to come against God's chosen people. I led you through the valley just on your feet and had to feed you by Mother Nature. God is a good God because he's telling us how we inherit so much Middle East and so much Northern Africa. Just walking, coming out of pain and suffering. He says, if I did not put you in that, how do I punish your enemies who living lavishly off the land and ain't giving God anything and ain't trying to give God things? But they're living so lavishly where you have become so poor. Is it because I made you poor in the first realm so that in heaven they will become the poor ones for eternity? So God is a good God. He's going to allow his children to taste a little wrong or a lot of wrong. He wants us to become wise men, divine men, spiritual men and women. He wants us to walk like God of the Hebrew righteousness so that your spirit can become a born arrow against them who hate you. And if your spirit become a living power, the enemy spirit begins to flee. I come to tell you, I witnessed how certain pale men of Europe saturated the urban communities. The urban communities of the United States is the original capital of the United States. And how African Americans migrated to the urban areas looking for industrialized jobs. It was so many of us coming in to work, the pale man vacated. The black man won the industrialized city, but don't realize he did, just moving next door to a pale man. And the whites that stayed, those were the white men, because they didn't fear you. So the few that stayed in Detroit and live amongst blacks, they were called the white men. They don't hate you. The ones that fled was your enemies because you moved your spirit into their houses. You conquered Detroit. You conquered Chicago. You conquered all the great Union capitals. And you didn't even have to pull no weapon. Nations is bombing each other so that the people will move. You moved in because your spirit has a deity to it, and the fearful one, the guilty one, had to get far, far away from you because they know their ancestors is the one who did dirt against you. That is still what's going on today with the Republicans and the Democrats. So they want to control the black man. And when they think they can control you, they're going to plot and plan to kill you until I kill them, you see. Because it's going to take a divine spirit, a living spirit, a person who understands life over death, a person who understands God's will, who knows that God, I fear my Father because he gave me a handwritten note. And I know he exists, but he's secretly in my spirit that dwell in my blood and water. He's that invisible, but yet he communicated without me seeing. And if my eyes did not see the Father physically, I would have died. But he said, teach me. I was still dying, but my eyes, I would have died. Why did the hand of God do this to me? Because he knows I'm about to go at war with these devils. Somebody got to be the son of David. That's why I say don't change not one word of the King James Version, because God came in a volume of that book because he sent a message to Europe concerning us. We don't change nothing. I know some of these former Muslims and atheists want to change something. Oh, I always felt you were Hebrew, but God says you will fall like any other disobedient child, because he will send a confederate against you. That's who the KKK are. God send them. That's why they got that cockiness. God send them to check us when we disobedient. He says that we are some of us African Americans are disobedient, and you can't be reached because of your stupidity. You'd rather be stupid than to be free. But God showed me in his word that the General Assembly, no matter the UN uses it, the US uses it, the UK uses it, it is yours for the taking. Because I am a General Assembly God. He says, it's written in all your documentation. He says, you don't have to go to Israel. Israel about to come to you. I'm going to form two Jerusalems, one in the east, which is ancient, and one modern in the west. He chose America as the new Jerusalem, and I'm going to tell you in plain English. I'm 100% sure. I'm 1 million. He has chosen Detroit as the new Jerusalem of Judah, Israel. The Spirit of God has set on the capital of Michigan. And Detroit is actually the true capital state of Michigan. In the Bible, it's called Mishmash. Mishmash is a place. It is powerful that this land was not established. When King James and the Ready Writer started writing the message to warn the enemies, that's why Lucifer is written in the volume of the book, because God is revealing what he's going to do to them who keep coming up against God's chosen people. And he put it in the hands of people that never claimed to be an Israelite, never claimed to be any. If you read the history of King James, they believe that they were the friends of God because God came to them as friends. But God may have came to them because God chooses people. They had to give us something because of our language. We were going through the slave trade. We were being shuffled so much, we lost our own language. our children didn't even know how to speak Hebrew. So God had to put messengers in the world to help us remember who he is. And that messenger gave me the book. But God put his stamp of approval. That's why I won't add to the book and change for the book, because only the hand of God can change the words in that book. If he set himself as Jesus, that's because he got a message to say. If he even set himself as Lucifer, God got a message to say. Because God, the Hebrew God, also says he is the head over all good and evil. So I don't care what people think about me. The man who opens the book and looks therein will release the secret of the Holy Ghost. And then he will become the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It didn't say open a book and change the words, dummy. It didn't say open a book and come up with your own belief, dummy. It says open and look therein and watch and break the seal thereof, and the Spirit of God will settle upon you. I come to tell you, I did it unconsciously around July 3rd, 1992. I wouldn't know this. I know what God is saying, because he knows I would take his letter, his message, and use it as is. I don't have to go to A.B. Dum-Dum to give me a clarity. I will never turn toward no Greek mythology, Roman mythology, Islam, Chaldean, Palestinian mythology, Chaldean, Oriental mythology, because they are not the leaders. It's the United States that's the leader, and this document that came out of the Bible was written right in the Declaration of Independence. The General Assembly, our Supreme Judge of the world. And if you ever read this long version, you will see a King George was bringing us his slaves, because those men knew something. They were facing death because they would not join Ottoman Empire. George Washington and the families of King James refused to join the Ottoman Empire. Germany were the beast that is trying to force all the European needs to join the Ottoman Empire. Who's controlling the Ottoman Empire? It is the Chaldean Husseins. And they share with their horns the Palestinian Muhammads. Germany is called Hessians, descendants of Hussein. They just spell it Hessians. It's written. This is the reason why the beast in the District of Columbia don't want to fight with Kurt. Kurt is found in the Scottish translation as the head of the seven churches. Because the Scots did not call Jesus in their parliament. They called on Kirk. They spell it K-R-K. My mother spelled my name K-U-R-K. They said the Kirk of our magistrate. King James and the Scots were given a message about a Kirk. And then God sent a Kirk to prepare the way. Because the Bible has a translation called the Kirk translation. And they say Kirk means church, but Kirk does mean church, but Kirk also means Emmanuel would be in my left hand. And Emmanuel would be the Holy Bible King James Version, by whom the Hebrew God comes through the wisdom of it. The sword would be in my right. one thing about my sword, it ain't like the sword you see on TV and in books. My sword would never be touched by Lucifer, the Republican, the Sheriff Department, the state troopers, any state militia, or anyone. You would never be able to grab that sword. It's invisible to all naked eyes, including mine. But it's with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I don't have no problem charging because I already used it to mess with the FBI and Secret Service 23 years ago. I warned them that there's a black man that can kick your ass. And they know me. That's why I can say my name on radio. They know. They have a policy. When Kurt calls, don't answer the phone. Don't do anything. Just tell us what he said. And that's the truth. So I can call the FBI right now and say, just turn on the phone. The phone go click. I could say, no, I need to talk. They may say, Kurt, we'll have no authority to talk with you. Click. I have never been hung up so much, I don't even know what I did. Now I want to know what happened. I called just to figure out, okay, tell me right now what just happened, because that's how God taught me the power of his word. I already know I am sitting either with the lamb, wanting to be the lamb, or about to be sacrificed like the lamb. I know that God has chosen me in that department of his calling. I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything, but I can tell you one thing. I won't fail my mission. If God want me to be the lamb, I would die just as quick as I live because I choose life. But I understand his will be done. So I asked the Father, do I die? And he says, no. Then I had to study why I don't die, because the Holy Ghost is Jesus. That's why I don't curse the name Jesus, because the Holy Ghost came in a volume of the book as Jesus. It's the reason for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the secret communication. If you got a robot, it has a brain. Well, the Holy Ghost is the brain to the universe. And it has connections with certain individuals, creatures that God has appointed. He has put elite men on earth that is of African descent, that is more powerful than all the kingdoms on this earth. That's why the black men are focused. It's a spiritual blessing, but man is trying to turn it into a curse so that you and me would be afraid to receive it. They can't get me. I'm not afraid because it was given to me at a time of trouble. I already know men were seeking to kill me, and all of a sudden they died. I didn't understand why they wanted to kill me. What did I do to deserve that? So I know. But I can smile and say, thank you, Father. So far, the lamb have not died yet. So for that, it must be a protection order over me. And if there's a protection order, that means the devil can see all day long and can't kill. Can't kill. Because God has set a seal. And when God set a seal, no man. So he has chosen. So, brothers and sisters, listen. I'm not going to lead you in a path of unrighteousness. I'm going to lead you down a road of righteousness. Because no man should die. And when you see death of a friend or a loved one, you have the right to mourn. You have the right to revenge. You have the right to do a lot of things. But first, give the Hebrew God thanks. Because sometimes you got to be a witness of how this person lived and how you've seen this person. Because God loves witnesses even though we have lost a loved one. We have lost a loved one. We must give God thanks for them first. Give God a positive message on what you remember the loved one. Begin to set your spirit. Don't let the devil turn you into war when you haven't trained in the spirit first. It's time to get the inner spirit working so that whatever you go or experience, it won't destroy you. That is what being a Hiram who were a master builder. That's why the Masons are powerful, because they got teachings about Israel. They don't talk about Mecca. That's Mecca trying to have their secret societies. I challenge Shriners all the time. I say, you are Jubilee, Jubilee, and Jubilee. Maybe you're going to click, the phone just hang up. When you got power, they're going to hang up because the one who speak got power. If I get on the phone and call the Secret Service, they go click because I got power. I got to laugh on it. So I call them back. You don't hang up on me, motherfucker. I got the right to ask some questions. Then the officer say, well, we don't have no authority to talk with you, Kurt. Because I got power. It's the power you want. You want the power that is controlled by God at all times. It can be used when necessary. It trains you not to be a bully. It trains you. If I have this special power, I can use it for evil. I can get just as hurt as you can. It's that kind of power that is attached to righteousness. If I plan on helping the family of Ferguson deal with the issues, I am doing it in an act of righteously. For that, I can approach the chief righteously and give him a piece of my mind. Oh, he's going to try his best to go click too, hang up, run away. That's good. Because when you got power, the beast moves. That's the first sign. He would never order no tank against me because I just made that sorry-ass piece of dog shit move. That's the power that God gives in righteousness. If I use it any other way, then I don't want to be like Samson, giving up all my secrets. But righteousness is the sword of God. Righteous means you're going to make the right decisions, the right at the right time against the right enemy when the enemy knows that's a wicked person. Because my sword is law. As long as I point it righteously at the throat of the wicked man, I know I can use it on that throat. It's just part of killing Jubilee and Jubilee. They who are Masons know exactly who I'm going to kill because Jubilee is running District Columbia. That's a foreign ruffian that don't pose to be here. I got a history book tell me focus on kicking the British ass first, and I knocked out 99.9% of the problems. It's a terrorist German group. Run their asses out of the UK. Because through righteousness, when you solve the mystery in the New World, You're going to be right there in Europe solving that mystery, running their asses out. Because it wouldn't be no Klansmen and hanging on trees and Darren Wilson and all these wicked-ass, weak-ass foreign officers parading as Americans if it wasn't Great Britain doing some kind of constant hits on America. Oh, I know a foreign power when I see it, but it takes a real American with real solutions and real, because America needs righteousness. America needs a blessing. America needs a king, a God that is connected to righteousness. Oh, America need a blessing. America need a long, because we got Hebrew blood that's been poured all over it like the Lamb of God. Oh, the Lamb of God blood is spilled because his children blood is all in the rivers of the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico. Your blood has been spilled like the Lamb of God. God has joined these Hebrew children and these now family adoption children into one family of eternal heavenly kingdom. Who will go, they went from a Pharaoh, now they're going to a Messiah. The blood of the Lamb has been spilt. Nations should know when the blood of the Lamb comes, because the angel of death is coming. The angels is seven angels sitting on seven continents with swords and fire and brimstone. Four sits as the four corners of the earth. This means when you decide to exit into the universe, they're going to kill you or shake you up for 5 months. If you try to dig deep, you're talking about the Babylonian devils, into the seas, they're going to go into the seas and torture you 5 months. That's because God is about to release the seven most deadliest Egyptian plagues ever. If he would have did it in Egypt, it wouldn't be no Egypt. But he decided to save these last plagues just for Sodom and the New Gomorrians. I know that Germany, you act like Sodom, and Saudi Arabia, you act like Gomorrah. I know, because you've been hating all these years in secret. And anytime you try to push your weight around, you choose the Nile Valley Civilization blacks as your kicking stone. But God is giving visions, and God is giving light, and God is giving hope to men like me who was born average. I was born like any other. In elementary, I was getting D's and C's. In high school, I was getting maybe some D's and some C's. I'm average. But when I put my mind to something, I get A's and B's. In college, I get A's and B's. Because I decided to put my mind at something. Maybe because I wasn't quite aware. I got a son who can do calculus and trigonometry, and I don't remember it. And he asked for my help, and I couldn't even help him with the first problem. Does it make my son smart? No. He had to figure it out for himself. And guess what he did? And got a B on the paper, because he had to figure it out himself. That means his mind is reaching. I can't say nothing wrong, because when your mind reaches, you able to be educated. So God knows what's going on here in America, because he got a deliverer who posed to sit as the supreme judge of the world, written in the Declaration of Independence. Nations are in conflict because the Scots told them the Kirk of God, the Kirk of God, the Kirk of God. Go to the Scottish Parliament. When you see the word Kirk of this and Kirk of that and Kirk of Kirk, that's where I guess they got the Star Trek Enterprise idea from, Kirk the Kirk of the American Enterprise. That's the Scott's vision of who's going to be the captain of the universe. Why did God allow the name Kirk to be tied into the King James Version? And why is it not written in the King James Version? Because you got to have a knowledge. When they spoke in Parliament, they didn't say the word church. They said the word Kirk. When they referred to the Bible, they said the Kirk our word. God accepted that because it's a parliamentary system of divine in General Assembly. But God took the word Kirk and made a messiahship mentality so that when this deliverer comes, he's going to know he don't have to change his first names. He don't have to change anything. All going to be restored in the teaching of the volume. Why? Because he's going to do what is called parable thinking. You can verify it. You, as long as you see a relationship, you gonna know. And remember the holy touch I gave you. That's the anointed. That's the ordained. See, when the hand of God touches you, you are ordained instantly. At 24, going on 25, I was ordained by the Hebrew Israelite God. That's why I could call the FBI and they go, click. They hang up on me because they got to, because the Spirit of God is with me. They don't mess with these prophets who got the Spirit of God as well. And thank God, I'm not alone. There's 144,000 priests walking around here now. That's why everyone is thinking about being the Messiah, because we all got the heart of the Messiah. But the ones that is loyal to the Messiah can overcome. It's okay to be a Hebrew Israelite and want to be like the Messiah. It's the righteousness of the bloodline that connects the 144,000 who happen to be part man of the Hebrew Israelites and part mighty angels. When God gave me my angel, it was Michael. That's why I'm a man of war. If you listen to my radio show, attacking governments right here in the United States. But if you notice, I'm stripping them from the United States government. I'm just saying attorney, because they're not protected under the law. I'm saying police, you're not protected under the Constitution, which is the supreme authority. These are the things God revealed. These are the things God shows to the righteous. Only the righteous can receive the message of God. If you're in denial, you're considered wicked. If you don't care to learn, you are considered dumb. Because God has granted righteousness as the key word to his salvation. He has chosen righteousness. He wants you to choose righteously. He says, I didn't give the whole world the covenant. I only gave it to the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I come in three, but I gave a special, because out of all the nations of the earth who follow each other, when you hear a Nubian, they want to be like the Palestinian Catholic. Hey, Islam. I was on a radio show yesterday, and I noticed he kept saying, we got the blessings of Melchizedek, Malachi. I said, sir, that's Hebrew God, the Hebrew faith. That's the problem with you Hebrews. You think that Malachi means this, Malachi means this. I said, first of all, dummy, that's called what? Reversing theology. You're trying to take someone else's story and make it yourself. That's plagiarism. I got black people arguing with me because they think in the Nile Valley is the Hebrew story because they don't want to accept King James and them are the followers of the Hebrews. King James and them were followers of the Hebrew Israelites from the Nile Valley. The story is about they began with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and ended in what? Goshen, Egypt. How do a king in Scotland talk about that because he's under war? It was the Ottoman Empire invading the Medes. Certain Europeans did not want to join that Babylonian family. And they date back to King Nebuchadnezzar. They use a Hammurabi constitution for the Ottoman Empire. If you ever read it, it talks about slaving and killing men of woolly hair, lifelong slaves. They judge us not by the color of our skin, they judge us by the texture of our hair. Maybe that's why we got a lot of African Americans perming and doing everything else with their hair. But God is a woolly hair man, and they thank God the Scots of Europe wrote that in the book of Revelation. The book would never have been published if the Scots was not righteous. So Germany set up their kingdom in Scotland because they have occupied Scotland, England. King James' house is under occupation of Germany. Queen Elizabeth is a German. King George is a German. Why didn't the Scots fight? Because they know that the future Kirk is coming. They know the black Hebrew Israelite that has to finish the story. Thank God, God has chosen this time. That's why we live in trouble sometimes. So I want to tell all young men, if you big and bad, you need a gun in your hand if you plan on fighting and taunting the police. You're going to have to be prepared to shoot him. But don't worry. The snitch is already around you because a coward, all they're going to do is round up the whole black neighborhood in that area with a shooting and watch one little bastard snitch on you because he's a scary person. Your focus should not be on the street anyway. Your focus should be on education, and if you take a subway or a train or a bus, know that the ruffian with a gun is lurking. Take your path righteously. Use righteous words to maintain a devil's mind. Don't give that devil reason to want to pull his weapon. I'm not going to lie, but if the police says, get out the street because I don't want trouble, especially now, because he can shoot and get away with it. We see this now because we see the after effect. Just get your butt on the sidewalk. Maybe you were walking too far in the street. He had to move his car over, and he didn't want to do that, to hit you. I'm not saying Mike Brown was wrong not taking that beginning command, but just get your butt on the sidewalk. Because the reason why, you don't supposed to be walking the streets in the middle of the street anyway. Cars should not have to go around you. I'm not saying Michael Brown is at fault, but he did not do the first command, that he needed a 9mm. Because that police turned around. He's already afraid of two black men, the Hebrew Israelite men. He's already going to have his weapon drawn, and he know he got full back if he pull that trigger, because they're told how to kill. That officer, once he reached out to Mike Brown to capture him through his window, he said, he feared for his life instantly, because now he's putting his hand on a total stranger. If Mike felt he was being arrested because of what happened at the store, Mike was going to be excessive. He's going to try to get away. So what we got is two people with strong minds, a baby and a damn baby himself. Darren's only 20-something years old and got a damn pot to piss in. The problem is Darren got support by the devil where Michael Brown do not. Michael Brown. You got to have, you've seen the Michael Browns marching in the streets of Ferguson with their hands up, don't shoot. Thank God the Michael Browns didn't pull out their 9mm and start shooting. We would have had a bloodbath. I would have been forced to not fight with the police. I would be forced to fight against the police because they're not legal. I would have armed myself with every weapon I could come up with and go in there and begin to fight for you. But I would have started some trouble with the President of the United States office. I would have started before I came in. I would have started some trouble with the governor of Missouri and every other governor between Missouri and Michigan. If they aided and abetted a conspiracy to protect the police officers against the United States of America Union General Office and ancient, free, and accepted Honorable Order Melchizedek, we the true born sons of liberty, I will strike you dead. That is the command we put out, because when you are a man of power and you got a secret and you got a open, you can use your power anytime, any way, any given time. But I can't be making war with my people when I know that the police is not legal as well. They're not legal. The whole structure of the Department of Police is not legal. If it conflict with the Constitution, it's not legal. So I know I got a role versus a young man incident. But God has not given the mighty angels and Kurt and the 144 power of resurrection. I would have loved to be able to give the command that would resurrect Michael Brown right before everyone's eyes. Oh, you would have probably seen the police trying to shoot him over again and over again, but the bullets don't hurt resurrection. So God has not given that command yet. He has not given the command of resurrection, because how do you give a man resurrection when Michael is here to kill the adversaries, the Confederate devils? The prophet Isaiah says, Kurt, you will be wiping out the Confederation evil warmongers. If I needed to verify that message, I could turn to Isaiah. The King James Version recorded the history of past, present, future, what God wants. So that's the only book you should read from when you deal with me. But the prophet Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 11, 12, and 13 says, don't be like these Confederates. Be fearful of the Lord, because the hour has come that his sword will go worldwide. That means he got furloughs of 144,000 armed reaches on any nation on this earth. So they're trying to rough us up a little bit. So young men, I advise you to humble yourself. Focus on education so you can run the future department. I'm asking young men to choose righteousness. You can't have a Quran, book of Hindu, Buddhism in your vocabulary when you're trying to deal versus the devil. You got to be righteous with the Moses laws, decorate independent if you want to fight that police officer. You got to know the command first, because if he breaks it, he's a foreigner. Foreigners will always break the law of the United States, as Queen Elizabeth family. They are the terrorists. It ain't Russia, it's Britain. Britain is doing something through Canada that is affecting America. Every decision that is made is against America. Young men dying on the streets by Britain and German and Canadians, all because we are an American. The scripture says, be an American, because it's going to lead you back to your past, present, and future, because I must unite Jerusalem with Detroit, the new Jerusalem. I must unite Egypt with the United States. I must unite the Nile Valley, civilization with the United States. We got codes and secrets of codes written. My show is designed to talk to your analytical thinking. Once your analytical thinking moves, you will be able to move naturally. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you pledge $12, you're going to get your lights and your bills paid. Because I'm giving you idol worship. If you pledge $12, I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to get land, and we're going to help you build on that land. Because it's going to take a family of righteousness to carry out wish of the black man. It's time for us to love one another so we can beat this enemy. Don't come to me with your false teachings. And then every time I listen, I'm hearing my Hebrew story mentioned throughout the whole passage. That's plagiarism, you didn't know. That's to you dumb Nubians, you dumb Moors. All y'all Islam trying to steal the Hebrew story because it's powerful. Heck, yeah, it's powerful. God comes in a volume of a story that is greater than any story. Everything in it that came to pass except all the revelation. Thank God, God didn't chose man to lead that book of Revelation. If you read it and know what you're reading, God got angels kept all around the United States. And these angels are going to carry out something that we ain't going to be able to stand on these two feet. I know the southern territories are claiming to be the red states, and they're a confederacy in the history. Why are they floods and hurricanes and weather change in the south so rapidly? Hurricane weather going through the south. We better give God thanks because he's punishing the Confederates for even attempting to bring that evil to the new world. He says only righteousness and love can inherit this land. Not that wicked, nasty, bullying, we hate nigger shit. We should be giving God thanks because he done sent a natural disaster on their asses. Now they moving here to the north. Chase Bank of America, none of them was here until a few years ago. They refused to build these banks in the north. They got to, because God is revealing something and they're starting to try to go somewhere else. Oh, they're moving back into Detroit. But they got a problem. What is the Confederacy? It is my future inheritance. I'm not here to destroy the land. I'm going to inherit everything that they got. I want to be the first to own that nuclear weapon system so I can begin to dismantle it. But believe me, it's going to be Russia. I'm going to be dismantling. It's going to be China, because I'm going to own all Confederate stuff. Oh, no, I'm not going to destroy that F-16 or that whatever they built. I want to fly one of them jokers to see how I feel to be in the F-16, because I'm going to inherit it. That's what the Bible says that the children of Israel do. We become inheritance. So something you think you like, don't worry, go for it. Learn about it. It's your inheritance. I'm not going to let an AK-47 get in the hands of the wicked, since you like AK-47s. I will destroy you because I inherit the AK-47. That's if I like guns. I only use guns in defensive matter of an offense attack. If I need to use this offense, but I'm using defensively. I don't use offensively because that person may have an AK-2 and shoot me in the head. I don't want to get shot. The bullets do move faster than almost sound. I don't think a flesh can move that fast just yet, but at least I'm going to try. So I'm not going to go against the weapon. I'm going against the spirit of a man. I'm going to break your spirit down, and if your spirit ain't right, I'm about to turn your spirit into a bitch. And that's the secret of defeating any armies with AK-47s. Oh, I don't lie. I've always called the FBI and them want to talk about life, and they go click because they can't. That the system is designed to run. That's why I know so much. It's the spirit breaking their asses down. See, I don't have to worry about them forming a weapon against me because my spirit is so divine and powerful, it kills their spirit. It's like the sun coming. It's like when God came on me and all of a sudden I felt like I was dying. Imagine the God in me going to them, they're going to feel like they're about to die. One of the open doors with the government. I didn't ask for it, but I understand my inheritance. Whatever DC came up with, I'm going to inherit it to see what they was doing. I'm going to make a decision to cipher through who the devil. See, these are the gifts that God has given the Hebrew Israelites written in the volume of the King James Version. That's why I don't sell no other books, because I done fought my inheritance. I done fought my nation. I done fought my hope. I got a recording of all the families that played a part in the slave trade. If I wanted to know who they were, the beginning of our Holocaust, all I do is go to Psalm 85, Psalm 83. It's 85 when it says Confederation and when it says the names of the family. I've got all the black Moors or the Muslim blacks. I got you written as Ishmael and Hagar. That would mean you part Hebrew who have defected into the Babylonian culture with these families. So I know the families today, and they coming out to be the families that's written the book of Revelation. No nation has came up against King Nebuchadnezzar's 27 nations. Today they call the Ottoman Empire. It all started with King Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel. It says it turns evil. It's true. So if I'm going after Darren Wilson, he's the shooter. Let me go after the chief who went on TV and committed a felony before everyone's eyes. And then listen to what Darren Wilson said openly. And then listen to what the prosecutor said. I got three lies. Now I can charge each one with a felony. But we need the people backing. Because one thing about charging them, you got blacks who hate blacks. They will set up a black before a white. We know this because of the hate for each other. God can't work in that with that evil person. That's why there's only a few with the skills of God. The majority are going to be in darkness anyway. They're like Sodom and Gomorrah. They blind. Angels walking all around. They won't know. So my strength and my belief and my God comes with a price. It comes with righteousness. I'm paying the price because regardless of how many Confederates going to die by my sword, I guarantee you righteousness will prevail because righteousness is the beginning of freedom. Someone got to be a righteous king, righteous prince, righteous whoever you want to be. So when a wicked man comes, by the righteousness of his taunting wickedness, you then can fight. It is one of God's way of saying, God, I can kill only in righteousness. Because the wicked rob, steal, to destroy the righteous. When young you out here being tough and you plan on being tough with the police, you better be prepared for a firefight because they are told to kill now because attorneys do not let them get before a jury of our peers. Those attorneys running roadblocks. I don't care if we talk about the Ferguson or Eric Holder. It is against the law to be a corporation in the United States government. But I see a lot of blacks in the morgue thinking it's a corporation. No, you're a corporation. United States is representative citizen rights. Read the beginning, you'll get the answer. But if you read now, you're going to be getting Babylon. No one wins in Babylon. Morris, with woolly hair, you are on the slaughter because you don't know how to master the Babylonian constitution, the Hammurabi. It said black woolly hair is a lifelong slave. They don't want to say it openly, but yes, it says it right in their laws. That means a woolly haired man could never sit as a king or prince of an Ottoman kingdom. That means if your hair ain't like Queen Elizabeth or your hair don't texture of the Saudi Arabian king or any other world leaders you see today, kingdoms, you are in trouble. They're trying to wipe out God because God cast them separate from you. Yes, you see me. You're going to say, brother, your hair is wavy. I'm going to lie to you. My hair is just as kinky as anyone. No one believe my hair. I have to perm my hair to get so kinky. My hair gets so thick, it dreads right up. I'll be walking around with five big knots. Boy, y'all be scared of me then if I had big, fat knots. So I perm my hair because I wear my hair a little longer. If I wear it longer, I got to put a perm because I got to be able to do something with it. I got real lamb hair. I'm proud of it now. First, I used to be embarrassed getting my hair done when I'm back in the 80s because it was so thick. No one wanted to work on it. But when they get through, it's silky, 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 silky. But it turned. My hair could take some perm and be woolly next week. Coach my hair and train my hair because the wooliness drinks up all the perm. That's the kind of stuff I had to deal with. But my mother, she got nice wavy hair. I got a brother who got nice wavy hair. Because, you know, my mom and parents, somebody was mixed. But I got the woolly, and that's because God is not going to separate me from his word. If you meet me, you're going to think I got straight hair. Because when my hair turns, it becomes like any other straight hair. It just after 2 or 3 weeks what happens to it. See, my hair has lamb texture to it. That means whatever I do to it, it goes back. Now, I have kids whose hair is not as woolly, but my hair is lamb wool, and I have to perm it because I already know what's going to happen. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite show. Show about to cut off in a little bit, but I want to tell all the listeners, tune in Monday through well, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the word of the day. Thank you. 15 seconds. Black Hebrews Light Radio Show.